This was made by RJ the Fool, and he is one of the local craft makers here at 124th Street Market. So RJ, come on over for a second here.
Hello.
Tell me about your balloon making skills.
Oh goodness.
Where did they come from?
About 28 years ago when I was in a children's theater troupe and didn't read the contract and the fine print it said you had to learn three balloons. So I wound up learning those and then three other balloons from the other guys, and then I went on from there to contests, and it's been 28 years of passing air for laughs.
Well, and putting smiles on child's faces, just like that little boy that you did there and made that clown. How long did it take you to make that clown?
Oh, a cartoon character like that is about 10-ish minutes, maybe a little less, 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Depends.
Excellent. And is that the best part for you, seeing the little boys and girls and the big smiles?
I like the temporary art thing.
Okay.
I enjoy the fact that you've got something that will only last a certain amount of time, and it does give people enjoyment. There is a danger factor. But let's face it, I work in a medium that can go bang.
Yes.
And it does have a certain appeal. The other thing is I enjoy kibitzing. The nice thing about blowing up a balloon is I only have to be quiet for a little while when I'm blowing them up by mouth, which is stupid, by the way. I'm just going to throw that out there. I blow them up by mouth, but after 28 years, I'm very used to it. It's not the wisest thing I do.
Now, this is funny to me, because not too long ago, we did a show with Abracadabra, and one of the local Shriners was there, and he used a tool to make his balloon animals, because the amount of air that you need in your lungs and the force to blow up one of those long, stringing balloons is absolutely incredible. So you must have lungs of a walrus.
We have three times the power we need to blow it up, but the sad and simple fact is once you put a balloon here, you're going to force air up into your palate, which is useless.
Okay.
You're going to inflate your cheeks. If you have a certain condition called surgical emphysema, you'll blow air into it. Like if you remember Dizzy Gillespie, who used to, when he would blow his trumpet, his cheeks would fluff out to here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got friends who try to blow up the balloons in their mouth and...
Well, that was what happened to me, because I tried to blow it up and I made a fool out of myself.
Yeah, well, leave it to the professionals. We get paid to do that.
Okay. What do you think of this whole Grand Market? It's brand new to the city and to this area, but already only a few weeks into inception and it's booming with people.
Actually, there's a need for this kind of a market. The other farmers markets require you to have made your thing from scratch.
Okay.
This thing that you're presenting to the public has to be something. There are other artisans who get their materials other ways who need an opportunity like that which is afforded by this market.
Mm-hmm.
Having the food trucks here, another venue for them, is excellent because it's certainly the coming thing. And where else in Edmonton are you going to put it where it's legal and reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
So bottom line, it's excellent. For me, it's a block away from home, so which is an excellent opportunity for me.
This area itself seems to have been revitalized in the last few years. A lot more stuff happening here, a lot more festivals situated around here. It must be great for you since you just said you only live a block away. Everything's pretty close to home and a great summer atmosphere.
It is, and it was funny that 2 weeks ago when I said, well, hey, do you want a balloon artist? And they said, well, we don't know. And I came out and I talk about educated and uneducated crowds. There are people who are used to having a busker who understand, yeah, drop something in the hat and that kind of a thing. I showed up, they had no idea there'd be something there for kids. And I still did very well, generally speaking, which is nice for us as performers.
Yeah.
And for me, I mean, is this what I would normally get in a corporate event? No, but it's certainly pleasant to be outside, entertaining people, having some fun. And Kristen at the market has been very welcoming to us to be here, and the other performers and under the big. Sorry,
I
can take out whole cities. They've been. There's a lot of opportunities here for artists that they're trying to get more people in.
Definitely.
Here. And there's a bit more street we could take over if more of you guys show up.
Start staking it out, put out orange cones, and say this is where we're going to be. And I'm sure people won't care too much.
We can get along with another two blocks in that direction, I'm sure.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. And can I steal your hat for the rest of the show? Because I feel like I could be a little more festive on. I'm just kidding. It's a hot day. I'm sure that hat is well loved at this point in the day. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
We'll be right back here on Shaw TV.